Yeah, exactly. I thought, you know, we played the first half, thought we done very well, but we never got the goal that we deserved, and we came out second half, continued to do the same. Like I said, we got 2 goals in 5 minutes, which killed the game, and, you know, gratefully we got 3 points.
And it's back-to-back victories, back-to-back clean sheets for the first time this season.
Yeah, brilliant. I thought, you know, we defended brilliant again, second game in the trot. Like you said, we get the goals and we keep defending like that. I'm sure we pick up a few more wins.
And what has happened in recent weeks and certainly the last two games? Because it seems to be a different mood about the camp.
It's just confidence, you know. We've been playing well in certain games and not been getting the results. Well, you know, the lads kept the confidence up and it showed in the last, well, say, 3 out of the last 4 games. I thought we'd done well against Bradford, but unlucky not to get the results. So, I say the last 4 games, the confidence is starting to pick up a lot more. Like I said, it showed, really showed in the last 2 games.
The story that was in the press about the divisions in the camp, that then led to an excellent performance result at Chesterfield. The players got something to prove now, do they feel?
Well, we've got to prove to ourselves because we don't think we should be where we are in the league, and, you know, we want to get out of this relegation fight as soon as we can. So we're going to prove to everyone, just to ourselves, you know, we're in the camp, and like you said, there's been a bit of rubbish published in the papers in the last few weeks, but we'll put that aside and, you know, try and pick up the results we need.
I bet you're really looking forward to Tuesday night and a test against the best.
Yeah, you know, there's no better team than the top of the league. I think they won again today, so it'll be a really good test for us, and it's another great chance of picking up 3 points.
Bristol City, of course, the visitors on Tuesday night. But we heard before this victory against Walsall, there was a problem with the payment to both players and staff. What is the situation there, do you understand?
Yeah, I don't think it's a major problem. I think, you know, everyone knows we didn't get paid when we should have done yesterday. But they've turned around and said so we're getting paid on Wednesday. So that's, as long as we get paid then there's no issue and we just carry on.
And there wasn't any problem in terms of the players' morale coming into this game as a result?
No, they told us yesterday morning, say, we're getting paid Wednesday. There's no, we don't know when we're going to pay you type of thing. Say, we're getting paid Wednesday and the money goes in our account then that's the end of it.
And the players are obviously coming back to fitness now, and Andre De Senna, he's settling, isn't he? He's becoming a real force to be reckoned with in this division.
Yeah, he's done really well the last couple of games. You know, he had a great goal out there last weekend and he's done really well today. But like I said, we've got a lot of defenders, you know. Gary Sawyer's unlucky not to play today. I think he's been fantastic the last few weeks. So, like I say, when the lads come back in from injuries, we've got a big squad. The man's just got a lot of headaches.
A lot of strikers, aren't there? Jay Simpson back in.
Exactly, you know. Jay got a great goal last weekend. But like I said, it's going to be tough for players, and there's going to be a lot of players left out. But it's tough for the players on the pitch to keep all the shirt.
Been a huge transition, hasn't it, this season, both on and off the pitch. Is things beginning to settle finally?
Hopefully, yeah. You know, we've been around for a couple of months now, so hopefully things are settling. And like you said, we can start to produce more performances like today and, you know, get ourselves out of this mess.